It's 67 degrees and cloudy at our station in Nashville's Metro Center. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. It was a stormy night across Tennessee and across the state. About 17,000 households and businesses are still without power this morning. Reports compiled by the National Weather Service show tree limbs fell on roadways in a number of communities from Berry Hill and Millersville to portions of Perry and Lawrence counties. Hail measuring an inch or larger was reported in Sumner and Dixon counties. Radar indicated there may have been a tornado near the Robertson-Davidson County line. People on the ground there say storms knocked down trees and caused minor structural damage. Well, in the aftermath of Winter Storm Fern, when hundreds of thousands of Nashvillians lost electricity, many asked the question, why can't we just bury the power lines? Could that prevent storm outages? So WPLN Cynthia Abrams sought out the answer for our Curious Nashville series.
The bottom line is that moving our cables underground is expensive, says Knoxville-based Wade Sexton. He's with the National Utility Contractors Association.
You're looking at $1 million to $2 million per mile.
So, with thousands of miles of power lines in Nashville, we're talking billions of dollars. And customers, along with their electric bills, would be on the hook for some of that.
You know, these utility companies, they're not profit centers. They don't generate any profit. They just pass everything through. The money's got to come from somewhere. It's got to come from the customers, the ratepayers.
And underground only really works if complete neighborhoods buy in. Otherwise, overhead power lines are still connected to the buried ones. And if part of a system goes down in a storm, the effort could be in vain.
You spent this money, you've done all this stuff, you've done everything to get your neighborhood put underground, but the next guy didn't, and your power's still out.
That's not to say that buried lines can't be a solution sometimes. Sexton says it's a good option for new construction, maybe just not a system-wide reset. Nashville Electric Service is dedicating $3 million towards an underground feasibility study. The utility also says it will pilot buried lines in 4 neighborhoods. Those locations will be decided next month. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
To learn more about the possibility of buried lines, check out the latest Curious Nashville episode wherever you get your podcasts. The group attempting to replace racing at the Nashville Fairgrounds is trying again after a setback in court. A petition sought to make the shift by changing the Metro Charter, which is basically the city's constitution. It would have required a popular vote to remove racing as a guaranteed fairgrounds activity. A judge threw out the ballot measure on a technicality on Friday, and now its backers say they have refiled a new version. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.